Let me see, you're as a teacher, you mentioned you run into people from all walks of life. I imagine as a teacher, that certainly makes for more of that than probably the average person.
Well, it's two sides I will hit from that angle. My husband is a builder.
That's right.
He, excuse me, he employs people from ditch diggers. Now, it is not a big concern, it's just a small business thing. They telephone, sometimes they come out here, and it's the kind of thing that I have actually been to the employment office to hire day labor for him, like in the summer. you have many people, and it was really surprising to me to find that you pay them on Friday and Saturday morning. They are wanting to borrow him. They will be wanting to borrow him. This kind of thing. And you can imagine that particular class. But I can deal with them. You know, it's just a matter of respect here, and I respect them because even though they may be quite young, but I refer to them as Mr. So that makes them refer to me as Mrs. I get quite a bit of that in public schools now. Interestingly enough, when we worked in the formerly all black schools, we dealt with the same kind of people we are dealing with now, even though it's an integrated situation. We have some of the whites that that have less formal training, just as we dealt with the blacks in the black schools who had little formal training. Then at my particular school here at Mary, 5 years ago, I've been in that school 7 years, and six years ago, we were dealing with your affluent population from this area. I doubt seriously whether, we had, when I first went there, we had a class of approximately 120 fifth graders. And I doubt seriously whether we had a low socioeconomic family involved. The majority of them were college graduates, ladies. The men were bankers, lawyers, high official at Fort Gordon. The medical college has brought in a lot of people out in the western section of Augusta. And this is how we were dealing with these kind of people. It reflected in the quality of work we were giving, because now we cannot give the kind of work and get response from students like we did before the schools really were integrated. Because this so-called mass integration brought in children from areas other than the western section. For instance, there is a section just off Broad Street, the upper end of Ellis Street, and you have whites and blacks there who will say horse and buggy, you know. Just like a person maybe in the mountainous country would say things like that.
What do you call that neighborhood around there?
Now,